Sagt die Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Makkes, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yud Dalid. V'ha koire, koire. Add to the process of Malkus, there's a Balkoire here who reads these psukim. In Devarim, Kapitel Chav Ches, psukim Nun Ches, through Nun Tes. It's actually part of the Teichecha in Parshas Kisavai. The Pasuk says, Im lo tishmer la'asos, it's called Divrei HaTorah Hazos. If you will not be careful to perform all the words of this Torah, HaKesuvim B'Sefer Hazeh, that are written in this Sefer, L'yiras Hashem HaNichbad V'Anoida Hazeh, Es Hashem Alekecha, to fear His honor and awesome name, Hashem Alekecha. And the Pasuk goes on to say, V'hiflo Hashem Es Makoyscha V'Es Makoys Zarecha. Then Hashem will make your blows and the blows of your children extraordinary. Makois gedoilois vinemonois. Great and steady blows. Zok the Mishnah Vayta v'chayz letchilas hamikri goes back to the beginning of the Pasuk. Some say we're not goyrus these words over here. It belongs later. Then he reads the Pasuk, which is in Kapitel Chavtes Pasuk Ches. Ushemartem es divri ha-bris hazois. You shall observe the words of this bris v'asisa maisa. You shall be mekayim it, leman taskilu, so that you will succeed as kol asher tasun. V'choisim, and he finishes off, v'hu rachum yichaper avayin, which is from Tehillim, that the Rabbeinu shel Olam forgives avedos, v'lo yashchus, he does not destroy. V'hir bo lahoshiv apay, v'lo yor kol chamosa, he holds back his anger and does not arouse all of his fury. So what can we say before Ma'ariv? Because Ma'ariv represents the night, the Midas Hadin. And the Tzoy Shabbos, the minig is, in many places, not just to say V'hu Rachum, but to go V'hu Rachum. Because that's when the Neshamis that were in Gehenna are returning, because on Shabbos they have Menuchas and Nefesh, so you want to push it off as long as possible. See, it's important to understand, when we say these Psukim that talk about Rachmanis, it's Ma'oyri Rachmanis. That's why we say so many slichais, and that's how we daven, and that's how we say v'hu rachem. That's a kayach that we have down here in this world. And we're being ma'oyder rachmanis for this person over here receiving the malchus. We want to make sure that he has a complete kapara. Now, if he finishes reading this psukim before the malchus are finished, v'chayzer letchilas hamikri, goes back to the beginning of the first pasuk and reads them again. Sokta Mishnah Vayter. Then he goes back to the beginning of the first pasuk and reads them again. Now the Batanura explains that the Balkoir over here has to try to finish the psukim just as the malchus are finished. So depending on how many malchus are given, he should adjust the speed of his reading to that. If only a few malchus are being given, let's say the person couldn't take any more, they assessed him he can only take 18, let's say, he should read the psukim quickly. But if he finishes too quickly, he starts again and tries to time his reading so that the Kriya and the Malkus finish at the same time. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. As much as we learned before, we have to assess how much Malkus he could take. He has to be able to survive it. But let's say something went wrong and the person Taka passed away. The person receiving the Malkus died by the hand of this person giving the Malkus. So Potter, the one who's giving the Malkus, is Potter on Golas, even though technically he killed the person B'Shoigig. However, Hoisiv Loi Oid Ritzua Achas, if this person giving the Malkus, by mistake, added one more lash, one more Maka than he was supposed to, Umeis, and as a result the sinner passed away, is a Goylel Yodeh, then he goes into Golas through him. You weren't supposed to give him that extra Malkus. That wasn't a mitzvah. So you're not protected at this time. Weiter sagt der Mishnah Niskalkel, if the person receiving the Malkus wasn't able to hold himself back from going to the bathroom, which sometimes could happen if a person is under great tsar or great pachad, Rachmana Litzlan. Bein b'ri'i bein b'mayim, whether he soiled himself or with urine, either way, potter, he's automatically potter from Malkus. Why? Because Nebuch, he had to go through such a busha, it's like the worst busha in the world. He was so disgraced, that's enough. He already had a kapara. He doesn't have to receive any malchus. Rabbi Huda says, Ha'ish b'rei, a man is exempt from the rest of the malchus if he soils himself with waste, v'isha b'mayim, But a woman, even if it's just with the Meir Glayim, because a woman is more sensitive to busha. But one thing we see from this Mishnah, that when a person goes through busha, as much as it's a terrible, terrible thing to embarrass someone, chas v'shalom, one can lose his olam haba. But as far as the person who receives the busha, who knows what you're being spared from because you got the busha instead? Should be really thankful sometimes. Once in a while we get embarrassed. It's not the end of the world. If we have seichel, we say, thank you, Hashem. Sure, there's a terrible gzeirah that was thwarted, but it won't have to go through because of this busha. Okay, the Mishnah told us, chazering over Peri Gimel Mishnah Yudalid, and as the Malkus takes place, Psukim are read. He's supposed to try to finish the Psukim just as the Malkus are finished. Now, being that it doesn't always get the same amount of Malkus, like we discussed in previous Mishnah, so the Balkar has to adjust his speed. If he finishes too quickly, he starts again and tries to finish together with the Malkus. We learned that although we were supposed to have an expert opinion to see how many Malkus he can get, but it's still an assessment. Lemaisa, if the person passed away during the Malkus, the one who gives the Malkus is Potter, but if he added an extra Ritsua, one extra lash with the strap, then the one who's giving the Malkus would have to go into Galus if he kills it. That's killing someone b'shaiging, and he's no longer doing the mitzvah. We also said that if the person receiving the Malkus got embarrassed because he lost control of his bodily functions, he's potter from the Malkus because busha takes away from other tzaris.